Stark County judge has ruled on competency issues in the case of two women charged in a Canton murder. Common Pleas Judge Taryn Heath accepted the findings of a second evaluation for 54-year-old Yolanda Lowry of Louisville during a Tuesday hearing after previously rejecting an earlier report. Her 71-year-old mother, Dorothy Lowry of Canton, was recently ordered to Heartland Behavioral Health in Massillon for treatment. Both women are charged with aggravated murder in the death of Jerry Morris of Canton. His body was found in Akron in August 2025. Police believe he was beaten to death in Canton. A final pretrial for Yolanda Lowry set for July 28th. Trial scheduled for August 31st. City of Canton reminding residents that summer curfew rules for minors remain in effect. Police Chief John Gabbard says city law prohibits anyone 17 and younger from loitering, idling, wandering, or being in public places or vehicles within city limits between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. unless accompanied by a parent or traveling to work, school, or organized events. In Canton's downtown and Hall of Fame Village Dora District, the curfew begins at 9 o'clock. Officials say parents and guardians can also face citations if minors violate the curfew ordinance. Stark County Health Department and Sheriff's Office warning residents to stay off the exit landfill in Osterburg Township due to increased trespassing and ATV activity. 122-acre site closed by the Health Department in 2002 has a protective cap and active leachate system. It could be damaged by unauthorized access. Trespassers at the Fairhill Street Southeast site could face arrest. Patrols will be increased to protect the property. The YWCA of Canton has named Janelle Lee as its new CEO. She'd been serving on an interim basis since December following the departure of Shanna Smith. The organization says Lee has helped strengthen programs, expand community partnerships, and support long-term growth. $50,000 bond set for an Aurora man accused of grooming minors on Snapchat. 40-year-old Carlos Moreno was arraigned Monday in Portage County Common Pleas Court on multiple child pornography charges. Judge Lori Pittman banned Moreno from internet use and any contact with children awaiting his July 21st trial. Records show Moreno was discharged from the U.S. Army for possessing child pornography, which he is appealing. President Trump urging Congress to approve new rail safety legislation. In a Truth Social post, Trump called for support of the Railway Safety Act of 2026 as part of a federal transportation bill, saying Republicans should vote yes on the measure. The plan would expand federal rail safety requirements, including more frequent track inspections, stronger oversight of hazardous cargo, and new authority for regulators to stop trains when defect detectors flag serious problems. Officials in the Salem School District preparing for property tax revenue losses. Treasurer Mike Douglas told the school board Monday the district could lose about $750,000 next year, around $500,000 each year under House Bill 186. Morning Journal reports the law limits property tax increases after reappraisals and provides tax credits that will cut school revenue. Final calculations are expected next month. A Salem woman back in custody after being arraigned in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court on multiple felony charges stemming from an August home attack in Sebring. 51-year-old Brandis Ventura pleaded not guilty to aggravated burglary, aggravated assault, menacing, and criminal damaging. Authorities say she was wanted on a warrant after failing to appear in court and was taken into custody Friday. The case involves allegations she used a steel bar to break a window and assault her ex-boyfriend. Five people taken to a hospital after a two-vehicle crash in Youngstown Tuesday afternoon. Police tell WKBN-TV a car and SUV collided around 2:20 at Oakwood and North Hartford Avenues, causing the SUV to roll onto its side and the car to end up in a front yard. Oakwood Avenue was closed between Manchester and Brockway as investigators cleared the scene. Mineral Ridge man being held on $3 million bond after being charged with rape. 33-year-old Zachary Albert arraigned Tuesday in Niles Municipal Court following his arrest by Wethersfield Township Police. The case stems from a reported incident last November involving a juvenile. Albert remains in the Trumbull County Jail, a preliminary hearing scheduled for May 27th. A woman pleaded guilty in a March 8th crash in Masury that killed a motorcyclist. 87-year-old Elspeth McKeague was charged with misdemeanor vehicular manslaughter after turning left at Addison Avenue and Route 82 and hitting 62-year-old David Rice and 18-year-old Angelina Medovich. Rice died at the scene. Medovich suffered serious injuries. McKeague is to be sentenced July 9th. Trumbull County Republican Party Chairwoman Julia Schutt says she will not seek re-election, citing continued infighting within the party. Schutt said Tuesday She wants to step away from what she called warring factions. Republicans will elect a new party chair June 4th.